Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. In Lebanon's food insecurity crisis, Heart for Lebanon offers help and gospel hope. Then Ron Hutchcraft shares scriptures parents can pray for kids who are wandering from God. But first, nearly a third of Lebanon's population is facing acute food insecurity, the United Nations warns, with 400,000 new people in crisis since Israeli and Hezbollah clashes intensified last year. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
in September 2024, we had this mass exodus out of southern Lebanon. One-fourth of the population moved in less than 48 hours.
People lost their jobs as a result, and savings quickly evaporated, creating a new demand for food aid.
Then you have people who spend so much money trying to relocate. Those people spend the little resources they have on survival and eventually lost whatever cash they have in their pockets to buy food.
Groups like Hezbollah use food aid as a political football.
The Lebanese people did not choose to be into this war, and now they're being held hostage by political parties who extend aid with the expectancy in return that you would be aligned with their political views.
By contrast, Heart for Lebanon extends help with no strings attached, and that leads to gospel growth.
When they see the true unconditional love that we offer them, it gives us the opportunity to share the message of the gospel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, the number of internally displaced people in Haiti has now passed the 1 million mark, a threefold increase from the previous year. Over half of those displaced are children. Most of the people fleeing gang violence are escaping the capital city, Port-au-Prince, for more rural areas. Greg Yoder, president of Christian World Outreach, says some of their own local staff in Haiti have been affected.
The staff there, some of them, the gangs have come in and taken over their neighborhoods, so they've pretty much just taken off without any of their belongings, and they've had to find another place to live. And so that's what's been causing this displacement from people to go outside of Port-au-Prince.
CWO's ministry is supporting Haitians with relief funds and gospel encouragement.
They're seeing a lot more people in areas that were not very heavily populated. One place where our feminine training center is a pretty small village, and they've seen a huge influx.
Please continue to pray over this crisis in Haiti.
Just pray that the resources are there to continue to help people and that they will be able to continue to share the gospel even during these real difficult times. It sounds odd to call this an opportunity, but with these people being displaced, it's an opportunity to share the gospel with people and to help them in physical ways.
Then finally, a word for praying parents. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries was at a pastor's conference when he saw a struggle many Christian parents face. The conference speaker invited pastors to come forward if they had a child who was wandering from faith in Christ. The majority came to the front to pray.
I think the visual of seeing so many shepherds with their heart broken for their own lamb did something in my heart, just the visual.
It led him to write a booklet called A Jesus of Their Own with 6 prayer points.
If you've got a son or daughter who's away from the father, there are some ways to pray, and many of them were inspired by Hosea's experience in the Old Testament.
If that's you or someone you know, find the booklet link in the full report at our website. Remember the story in Luke 7, where Jesus raises a widow's son from the dead.
And there's this beautiful little phrase. It says, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Jesus is still doing that miracle of bringing back to life people we thought were gone.
Keep praying and serving God's purpose in your life. Our children's struggles don't disqualify us.
You bring that child to Jesus and let Jesus do his mighty work in their life, but don't abandon his work. Don't back down. Don't retreat.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.